Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. We thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, we want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So, thank God for another blessed day. Once again, in Christ Jesus, we are on part 2 of the laying on of hands. My brother Robert Gross will be joining me in a few minutes as we get ready to go ahead into giving you the Word of God on this subject. I want to take the time to thank God for all you that have been listening here in the United States, Canada, Iraq, Mexico. I want to call you out. India, Philippines, welcome, welcome, welcome you all. And thank God for all of you that are listening in. And we pray that God will continue to bless you, your families, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. And glory be to God. So we are doing what we are commissioned to do, to get the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to you. Amen. That you may know the truth, and that the truth shall set you free. Praise be to God. And to give you the original setup of Christ, the principles of the foundation that he laid, that you may know, hallelujah, glory to God, what Christ originally set up for us, his people, to be founded on. And as we get even into the falling away, you will come to understand more of what must be restored. Okay. What the people fell off from, or what the people lost, you know, the whole nine yards. Amen. And so I am very grateful to that, that God has been blessing us to be able to get this message to you. Amen. And like I said before, we haven't even got really into the meat of what we're coming with, but we are on the way there. First of all, we want to give you what Christ had originally set up, that you may understand. Amen. Glory be to God. So once again, it's another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Here in Mississippi is a rainy day. Amen. Been raining ever since yesterday. But thank God, you know, we had faced about a couple months ago some real steamy hot temperatures. Humidity was high. But now we have went into fall. And, you know, we've been getting a little bit more cooler weather. And we've been getting rain. And so, therefore, this rain has come in today, especially yesterday, rather. And it is still raining out. So it's been a, quote, rainy day. A day, as many would say, a beautiful day for sleeping weather. Okay, you know, when you're listening to the rain hit off the tin, okay, and, you know, it puts you to sleep. Amen. And I remember growing up, you know, in the house that, you know, we used to live in, one of the houses, you know, you can hear, you know, the rain hit off the roof and off the tin, and it will put you to sleep. Amen. Now I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Hey, how are you today? God bless you.
God bless you, brother. Bless on this rainy day here in Mississippi. We've been having the rain hit here yesterday. And so I just thank God for this opportunity that we're being able to do this broadcast. And once again, Amen. You know, I got to throw it in here and not let it go by. We get another opportunity to slap that devil upside his head. I know he get tired of me saying it, but I don't get tired. So that's why I'm going to keep saying it. So praise be to Amen. God. And so for those of you listening, we are on part two tonight of the laying on of hands. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to let my brother open up with opening prayer, and we'll go into the message. Go ahead, brother.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before your face, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless us, Lord God, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Lord God, give us light, give us illumination,
yes,
give
Lord.
Us understanding, Lord God, by
yes,
the
Lord.
Holy Ghost, Christ's name, O Lord God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, because you say,
yes,
ask,
Lord.
And it shall be given you. Hallelujah. You
yes,
said,
Lord.
Knock on the door, and it shall be, and I'll open the door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and so, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, and we seek you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we come to you, Lord God, as little children in Jesus Christ's
yes,
holy
Lord.
Righteous name, knowing nothing, O Lord God, save for what you reveal to us. And we thank you, Lord God. Loose your angels, Lord God,
thank
to do
Jesus.
Battle for us, Lord God, to stop the hindering devil, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's holy righteous name we
yes,
pray.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another opportunity. We are on part two tonight, the laying on of hands. This is a short 30-minute broadcast. We have actually a little bit less than 30 minutes. And so my brother, he's going to handle the teaching part, and I'm going to do the closing prayer. So go ahead, brother. Take it away.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're talking about the laying on of hands, okay? And I told you something about the laying on of hands, okay? I told you that the laying on of hands is for ordination, okay? And the ordination is when you lay hands upon the minister, okay? And you ordain them to an office, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you can also ordain women to the office or whatever thing that God has for them also, okay? So laying on the hands is also for to receive greater things from the Lord, okay? A greater callings or greater power, okay? And it's for to receive the word of the Lord, to receive greater light, okay? And it's also the laying on the hands is for consecration, okay? To consecrate someone to Christ, okay? To Christ, consecrate someone to the Lord God, the Almighty, in Jesus Christ's name, okay? And to a certain ministry, hallelujah. And this is according to the pattern that was set forth in the Old and the New Testament, okay? And they laid hands in the Old Testament, okay? The priest laid hands upon people, okay? And he laid hands upon the king. He laid hands upon the sick, okay? He laid hands when they was doing the sacrifices to transfer, you know, the people laid hands upon the animal and their sins was transferred to the animal, okay? Okay? So so you have that same thing in the New Testament, okay? I know a lot of people think that a lot of things have been that has passed away, okay, in the Old Testament. They think all those things has passed away and we don't do those things anymore. Not so, okay? The Lord
Amen.
Still has his, okay, now, and the Lord laid down a pattern. Okay, the Lord ain't laying down the pattern and said, okay, now this is not going to be good anymore, okay? And for instance, one thing you learn about God's word, okay, that is how good it is and how great gracious it is, okay? Now, in the Old Testament, they had a dietary law, okay, that God gave them a dietary law, right?
Amen.
And God told them if they would eat the thing that he told them to eat and don't eat the thing that he told them not to eat, okay? If they would eat the thing that he told them to eat, okay, obey those things and don't eat the unclean things, okay, that they would have a long life, right? That they wouldn't be cursed in their bodies. What if you, what happened if you eat the thing that you decide to eat? You say, well, everything is good for the if everything is good for just bless it. Okay. Now, if you have to do that, then that's a different situation. But I'm talking about if you got a choice and you can pick the clean thing over the over the unclean thing. Okay. You should try to pick the clean thing. Okay. And you'll live longer. Okay? Now this don't have anything to do with your salvation, okay? But it does have to do with your health. So you could end up dying early because you end up because you're doing all these eating the wrong thing, okay? And you can have a double bypass, you know, heart failure, all that kind of stuff, okay? And you might have a battery in your heart to keep your heart pumping. Why? Because you did obey the health laws of God. Because you did what you wanted to do, okay? And you ate all that stuff that you was pouring to eat, okay? And then you find out, hey, man, I got a cancer. What am I going to do about that? I got this. Amen. What am I going to do about that? Well, you did what you wanted to do with your body. Right?
Amen.
So when you want to do with your body, the consequences is upon you and not on God. Right? Now,
amen.
A lot of people don't see it that way, but that's the way it is, okay? Because if you look back, okay, where you came, you can understand, hey, I used to eat all that garbage. I used to eat, you know, some people like to eat barbecue ribs on a Friday night, right? Saturday night, I'm going to get me a pile of barbecue.
And
crazy. They do more than eat themselves crazy. They eat themselves into the grave. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the Lord gave the laying on the hands is for healing of the sick, okay? Also, times in our lives, okay, we gave the flesh too much rain, okay? We gave them too much rain, and then when certain things come up on our lives, we don't have no power over them, you know? Like the big old bad cancer come and say, oh, yes, I'm in town. And the big bad cancer say, hey, what you going to do about that? And you say, oh, nothing. Oh, you lose heart. Why you lose heart? Because you know that you did this to your body, right? And there's nothing you can do about that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But anyway, in 1 Timothy 5:22, it gives you something, it gives you some words on laying on of hands, okay? And it gives us some good advice. It says, lay hands suddenly on no man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lay hands on no man. This is 1 Timothy 5:22. Why does it say lay hands suddenly on no man? Because you could be a partaker. Now I'm going to read the rest of this. Neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. That means you could pick up something from laying hands on people, okay? This is a spiritual thing, okay? And it's also... sometimes it becomes a demonic thing, okay? When you lay hands on people and you don't pray first, you don't ask God what you should do, you just lay hands on them, you know? And when you lay hands on those people, hallelujah, whatever affliction they got, you end up getting. And I've heard this many times, okay, this testimony, okay? That, hey, I laid hands on that person and the headache they had, I got. And it took somebody to get that devil off of your back, okay? Because you laid hands upon that person, okay? And you didn't pray first, or you didn't consecrate yourself, or you didn't ask God's advice. You just laid hands.
Amen.
You thought you should jump in there and lay your hands, okay? I'm a man of faith, so I got faith. I'm going to lay my hands on that person. Well, when you do that, you put yourself in jeopardy sometimes, okay? And like
Amen.
I say, I've heard, I've I've even done this myself, okay, when I lay hands on people and then I pick up something, okay, and then take you a little while to get rid of it, okay? You can get rid of it. It's not that you can't get rid of it, but you should always ask God what you should do, okay? Why? Because you belong to Christ, and Christ is supposed to be your head, okay? I am not Christ's head. Christ is my head, okay, in all things. So when I lay hands on somebody, I'm supposed to be doing the Lord's work, right? And that means I'm supposed to say,
amen.
Lord Jesus, why do you want me to do this? You know, person comes to you and say, I'm sick, I got this. Say, Father, what would you have me to do? Or, you know, and you find out something, okay, you get some information. This doesn't lay hands on a person and start praying for them, okay, like a shotgun. You know how the person load up a shotgun, right, and shoot at anything. Then end up hitting everybody, right? If you try to hit that one person, end up shooting everybody with a shotgun, right? That's a shotgun blast, right? It goes, it scatters, okay? And the Lord don't
amen.
Want you to do that. Want you to pinpoint. Pinpoint that devil and cast him out or heal whatever that thing is, okay, in that person. You got to pinpoint it, okay? Specific. Hallelujah. Okay,
amen.
When you land somebody, okay, whether men or women, you, all of us, we have to be specific. Acts 5:12 says, it says, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Okay. So by the hands of the apostles, the Lord uses the hands of his people, okay, which are supposed to be sanctified hands, holy hands, okay? You're supposed to lift up holy hands unto the Lord, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Acts 28:8 says, and it came to pass that the father of Clovis lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux. To whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him, okay? So that's part of God's, that's part of what God has given us, okay? It's part of our equipment, part of our weapons, okay? Part of what God has given to us to work in, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He give us hand on the hands, okay? Hallelujah. But this ain't the only way of healing, okay? Because healing
amen.
Can come through your tongue. It could come through your tongue, okay? You could speak the word of God in faith. And then that's another way of healing, okay? You know? Or through the word of knowledge, okay? Whatever. But God has many, many ways to heal people, okay? It's not, and when you're listening to God, you should listen to God. You know, Peter, one time Peter passed by. Peter was passing by, and his very shadow healed the people, you know? Thank you, Jesus. And we should have our hearts open to the Lord, for the Lord to do anything the way he wants to do it. 1 Timothy 4:14 says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given to thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Now, the presbytery, okay, that's ministers, okay? That's the ministry or the priesthood, okay? So he said, don't neglect that gift, but use that gift, okay? Don't you grieve God when you don't use the things that God has put in you. And God has given to each of us, okay, to lay hands on one another, to pray for one another, to intercede for one another, okay? Hallelujah, to speak for one another, to stand up for one, to stand in the gap, make up the hedge, and for, you know, for one another. That's what we're supposed to do, okay? 2 Timothy 1 and 6 says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands, okay? So he was telling Timothy that, okay, and you know that remember, stir up the gift, because it's all the time that Paul laid his hands upon Timothy, okay? He's telling him that gift is in you. Stir it up. Stir it up. Sometimes you got to stir it up. How do you stir it up?
Amen.
Stir it up by faith. Hallelujah. By getting going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By getting in the fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do you do that? When I'm going to pray for this person is sick, I'm going to pray for this person. Hallelujah. You can't get nothing started unless you get started. Does that make sense?
Amen.
You can't get nothing started unless you get started, okay? So you have to start somewhere in your faith, okay? Don't be afraid to fail. Thank you, Jesus. When you lay hands on, don't be afraid to fail, okay? You know, I know your fear is, sometimes your fear kind of grips you. You say, I'm scared of failing, okay? Don't be afraid of failing. The gift is not yours. It's God has given it to you, okay? But it's not yours. It's God's, okay? And God wants to work through you. God wants to work through each and every one of us, okay? And so when we apply ourselves and say, Father, I'm going by your word. Your word said we should do the works that you did on this earth, oh Lord God. And this, and my brother is laying sick over there. So I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to pray for him, and I'm going to lift up my hands to you, and I'm going to lift up my hands to you, and I'm going to ask you to bless my hands so that I can lay my hands on him or whatever the Lord tell you to do, okay?
Amen.
And you'll find great blessings when you do that, okay? That's one, and remember this now, just men, only men does not have this gift of laying on the hands, okay? I'm talking about to heal and stuff like that, okay? And I'm not talking about ordination.
Yeah.
But women also have a gift of laying on of hands, okay? They can lay hands also because they why? Because they are sons. They are sons.
Yeah.
What? What did I say they was? They are sons. According to what? According to Ephesians, according to Colossians, according to what? According to John, women and men are both sons of God, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when you understand that, then you know what? You know what? That you understand that woman's place. That woman, the women is put here to help in the body of Christ. They part of the body of Christ, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And they can lay hands, okay? They can pray, they can minister, hallelujah, certain things. They can expound the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. They can speak the word. Why? Because they had to witness for Christ too, right? So they have to speak the word of God. I ain't saying they have to act like a minister and go all that, because I don't think that's acting like a minister either, going hooking and honking and going rah, 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 like you're trying to rev up yourself, okay? Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to give it back into the hands of my brother in the name of Jesus. Take it away, Brother Nate Daniel.
Praise be to God. I'm going to offer up a closing prayer. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word once again. Thank you for this opportunity you've given us to give the word to the people. We ask, Lord God, that you will water the seed that we have sown and bring forth the increase in the name of Jesus, that you may be glorified and magnified and lifted up in the sight of all men. Father, we thank you once again for this golden opportunity and this door you have opened. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget at 7 o'clock, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens at 7 o'clock tonight. And tomorrow, Lord say the same at 7 o'clock, my brother and I will be back with Laying on the Hands Part 3. I'm looking, if the Lord say the same, in the third and final part of Laying on the Hands, we're going to look at and do Part 3 tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, Amen. We thank God for all you've been listening. And for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.